you know, one of the things that I'm really starting to understand and trying to, like, really, I've learned in this year is patience. Something that you, it's like you got to sit. You know, I've been in this game for a long time, and this media world game, and, you know, and there's so many great content creators and podcasters and media people, and I'm talking to the real media people, not the ones that just do it without a, you know, without a passion, just the ones that want to do it for notoriety, that want to do it for the clicks, the likes, and all that. No, I mean the ones that really want to change the world. I'm talking to y'all, man, and I know that anything in life, any artist, painters, comedians, anybody in the entertainment field, whether you want to be a doctor, lawyer, or whatever it is, do something because you love it. Do it for your passion. Do it because it's your purpose, and stay true to yourself when you do it. And I will tell you, along this journey and being in it, sometimes you're going to get tired. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to feel like, why is these things happening? Because you're being battle tested. And when you're being battle tested, you're going to go to these things periodically in your life where things are going to go good, things are going to go bad, and you're going to have to sit there and you're just going to have to keep going. And some days you're going to cry. Some days you're going to say, fuck it, I don't want to do it. Some days you're not going to want to deal with the idea of it or deal with people. And some days you're just going to be like, what the fuck is going on? Well, let me tell you, my friends, is that in life, you know, it's not going to be handed to you perfect because a story has to be told. And when you accomplish your dreams and your goals, you know, you're going to feel it. I've seen people accomplish some amazing things and they will cry and cry and cry and cry of joy and happiness because it took so much effort into what they do. All the setbacks, the blood, sweat, and tears, the disappointments, because they truly believe in themselves and what they wanted. And sometimes in the part of your journey, you're going to get tested. There's going to come things where people upon your life are going to be there and you're going to think one way and it's going to be another. Nobody knows your dreams like you do. But I want to say this to the people out there for your dreams and stuff. Be genuine. Be genuine. And know your worth, right? And it doesn't necessarily mean you can't help nobody. Help as much as you can as well. You don't have to overextend, but help. Help people. Helping people is the key. Now, I know you say, well, you know, people don't want to help us. It ain't about that. It's about what you do and what you contribute to people, because they will remember that. And I've always told people, the one thing is that your name is very important. Your name. Now, that being said, your name, that means that some people are going to talk good about you. Some people are going to talk bad about you. It's just the way of the world. But remember this, as long as you do more than you do bad, you'll be okay. We're not perfect. We're not meant here to be perfect. You know, learning from mistakes is a real thing. Because if you're constantly asking yourself, why does this thing keep happening to me, this particular situation, it's something that you didn't pass that you have to, right? And one of my tests was patience. Patience has been a real thing for me. I hate waiting. I hate asking people for things. You know, it's like, I don't know. Come on, I want to do this. Let's go. And in life, some things are good to be patient for, and some things is no. But if things are at a point where you want to be rushed to do things, don't ever rush to greatness. Rushing greatness is not going to get you to where you want to be at. I'm telling everybody out there to take your time. Think before you react. Do not be repulsive. You know, don't put yourself in situations where you are making it worse. Just make it right. Take deep breaths, relax, rethink, regroup, you know, and I promise you, all things will change. I learned that, you know, listen, man, I've been disappointed so many times in life. I've cried, I've been hurt, and I just keep going. You know, it's really a sport, man. It's like playing sports, yo. You get on the injury reserve, man, and he's like, damn, I want to get out on the field, and it's like, nah, not yet. And then you gotta wait until you healed, you know. Because let me tell you something about life, man. Life is life, and as we go through this journey of navigation, man, I done seen some shit, heard some shit. And you just got to sit back and just take and rejoice off of it and tell your story. You know, as I get older, you know, it's just, you know, I've been through a lot. Some things I may have not shared with you on my podcast through this journey for the last maybe 5 to 6 years or so. Just alone, just on this podcast. But I've been going through a lot. And it's been taking a toll on me. I'm not going to lie to you guys. But most importantly, that keep going factor and that patience factor kicked in. Because I knew it was something I had to learn. And I'm getting there. You know, I'm getting there, you know. And one thing is that when something is not going your way and you feel like frustrated, don't take it out on your loved ones. You know, the one thing is I've learned is communication will get you a long way. Just tell them, hey, say, listen, today's just not the day. You know, I'll give you a call later, you know. And if you need help, get the help. And what I mean by help, I'm like for whatever it is that y'all want to do in life, you can't do it by yourself. You know, some days I ain't gonna lie to you. Some months you are gonna do it by yourself. You know, some months you are, and then some months you're not. You're gonna have some help, and just appreciate the ones along the way that help you. Life is funny, man. It's got so many twists and turns and unpredictable stuff, and we're just here living in it. And I know there's some things in that you guys sit there and y'all laugh about, and you're like, yo, that is so crazy. Do that. Start laughing. Start laughing. Start being rejoiced over stuff like that along your journey. Just do it. It'll make you feel a lot better. Because sometimes, man, that's all we can do is laugh. Laughing is the healing power. Things that you heard, things that you see, things that you... It's just like, I sit back sometime and I just be like, I'll sit on the edge of my bed and I'll just... Or I'm just in this quiet place in life and I'll go back to the things that I experienced. And all you can do is laugh. You know? I know this audio is probably only going to be resonating with some of you people out there. You know, for the time and need for it. But even if it's not, even if this podcast is not for you at this time, maybe at some point it will be. Because listening is important. And I know we got so much like it, those pictures and stuff like on Instagram and people talk really good shit. But sometimes listening, you get more with listening than you do with looking. And what I mean by that is that you put this audio on and you just take a rest and you just listen and absorb information. Because at some point, all we could do is just listen. Before TV, before anything, people just had to listen. You know? But I just wanted to share this audio with you guys, and I want you to just take your time and be patient and everything will happen the way it's supposed to. And always remember to love yourself. If nobody don't love you, I love you, even if you're out there. You know, and I mean that from a genuine place. Because we all in this bubble together. We all got to somewhere make this stuff work. I'm out. Peace.